السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام.
بسم الله والحمد لله حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه، حمدا يليق بجلال وجهه وبعظيم سلطانه، وصلى الله على خير خلقه محمد الصادق الأمين المبعوث رحمة للعالمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعلى أصحابه الغر الميامين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، اللهم اكتبنا منهم، آمين. اللهم زدنا علما ولا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطلا باطلا 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 وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم افتح مسامع قلوبنا لذكرك. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our hearts to His remembrance, to His kalam, to His verses, to His ayat, and to help us to put them in action in our lives. Assalamu alaikum. Can the people on Zoom please put themselves on mute? We are going to start Surah Zumar, continue where we were, which is ayah number 53. And just a quick reminder, as you all know, Surah Zumar is a Makki Surah. And we've had three sessions on it. Talks about Tawheed and Akhirah and Ikhlas. And now we come to some ayats that are very, very special. Every ayah is special. But the ayah that we are starting with today, ayah number 53, has some special significance. We're going to get started with that. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ Say to them, as we know, all of the Quran is to be declared, but when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts a special قُلْ, that is to stress something even more important, because everything he has to say, but he's saying قُلْ, it's a command. What is the command? Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu. Now what has happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say this, but then he doesn't say on behalf of me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly addresses his servants. Ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu. O my slaves, O my servants, O my ibad. Which ibad? Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. The ones who have done israf against themselves. La taqnatu. Don't despair. Min rahmatillah. Of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. Innahu huwal ghafurur rahim. So we'll translate that. But some of our scholars, including Imam Hassan al-Basri, have said that this particular ayah is the most hopeful ayah that gives more hope than any other ayah in the Quran because of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here. Hope for everyone. And there has been a debate. The scholars have said, which is the most hopeful ayah in the Quran? And they have their own versions of it. And they're very, very interesting. For example, people have said...
Are you connected?
Yes.
To internet? Your voice and video is broken over the internet. Zoom. Sorry to cut you. Is he connected? Is Wi-Fi connected?
Oh. Right.
Assalamu alaikum, Dr. Ali. I was just saying, like, you know, internet connection for some reason.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, as we were saying, this is, some of the scholars have said, a lot of the scholars, that this is the most hopeful ayah, the ayah that gives most hope in the Quran. And some of the scholars have come up with interesting ayats. For example, some have said that the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the shaitan, Iblis, to get out of Jannah, and then Iblis asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, give me respite till the day they are raised. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, go, you are given respite. Some says this is the most hopeful ayah, because Iblis, who directly disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala still granted him what he wanted. Some have said that the ayah where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا فَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمَ وَبِئْسَ. The one who have caused a lot of trouble and fitna for the believers, وَلَمْ يَتُوبُوا, and did not do tawbah, they will be in Jahannam. So even for those who have done all the problems for Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the door of tawbah open. So that's great hope. Then in the ayah, which is really significant, which is the ayah of Surah Wadduha. Which one? وَلَسَوْفَ يُعْتِيكَ رَبُّكَ فَتَرْضَى. And indeed, your Rabb will give you till you are satisfied, till you are happy. Telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some said this is it, because Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not be satisfied till the last of his ummati is taken out of Jahannam. So Allah will give and give and give, say, okay, take. And some said, this is the ayah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses, now in this it says, Ya ibadi. If you look at this ayah, is for all of mankind, because it, believers and non-believers are all abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ibad of Allah, so they are all slaves of Allah. If you take it the other way, it's also for the believers, because from ubudiyah, the ones who worship Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing them and saying, whether you are a believer, whether you are a disbeliever. And asrafu ala, who have exceeded all bounds in committing sins. Every possible kind of major sin you have done. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala anfusihim, which you have done to harm yourself, because the sins do not harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the least. So every sin that we commit is a violation against ourselves, wronging ourselves. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, O my servants who have exceeded all bounds, who have committed murder, who have stolen, who have committed riba, who have done zina, everything you can think of, including shirk. If you do tawbah, if you are a kafir and you do tawbah and come into Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all of that. And he did. Because all of the people at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the longest time, the kuffar of Makkah rejected till after Fatah Makkah, then Allah forgave all of them, even in spite of all of that. So, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, don't have qunuto, which means despair, means hopelessness, from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in one hadith that the two biggest sins are shirk, well, qunut, birahmatillah, and losing hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has equated that to shirk. Why is that? Because if you lose hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are devaluing who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. You are saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, is cheap. He cannot forgive. And there is, that means you are limiting His rahmah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, no matter what you have done. Now after this ayah, there is no excuse for anybody. Because sometimes you keep hearing, oh, you are committing this sin, you are going to go to Jahannam, you are this, and you are doing bid'ah, you are doing this, you are... All you hear is, everybody is going to Jahannam. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and what happens to people like that? They lose hope. They said, okay, and if I'm going to Jahannam, let me enjoy myself, whatever I want to do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is not an excuse, because no matter what you have done, my rahmah, I can forgive you. So this is one. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the same ayah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling you about His sifat. He said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ, that is ta'keed, certainly, indeed, Allah يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ, He forgives sins, جَمِيعًا, unlimited, in severity, how serious they are, and in quantity. All sins. This means Allah forgives all sins. So nobody can have, I've committed murder. Remember the hadith in Surah, in Bukhari, about the man who committed 100 murders. Even he was forgiven. So there is no limit to Allah's forgiveness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't end there. Then He says, Innahu, indeed He. And to make more, Huwa, He, again, He. This is the way of stressing. Al-Ghafoor al-Rahim. He is Ghafoor and Rahim. And Ghafoor means, Ghafara means to cover something. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects you. The helmet is called a Mighfar. Allah protects you from the harm of your own sins. Okay. Allah is forgiving everything. And so Ghafoor is like exceedingly forgiving, Ar-Rahim, and He is always merciful. Manifestation of His Rahim, of His Rahmah, is that He forgives. And He leaves the door of forgiveness open till certain time limits. Time limits for most of us is till our soul has reached our throat and we are in our death rattle. At that moment, no more tawbah is accepted. Or the Yawm al-Qiyamah is established, or the sun rises from the west, which is the last final signs. So till such time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for His servants to turn to Him in tawbah and forgive. Now if you remember, there is a hadith about Jibreel alayhi salam telling Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi salam that when the most evil of people, which is Fir'aun, was drowning, Jibreel alayhi salam said, I was so worried that I picked up sand and stuffed it in his mouth because I hated him so much. I was afraid that in those moments when he is pleading to Allah that I believe in the Rabb of Harun and Musa, that Allah will forgive him. So I wanted to shut his mouth up so Jibreel alayhi salam knows how forgiving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was concerned that Allah will even forgive Fir'aun. Forget about the rest of us. So this ayah gives all of us great hope that no matter what we do, and there are plenty of ahadith about it, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that Allah says that if my servants come to me with sins that fill the space between the earth and the heavens. Now who would have that kind of sins? He said, but you come to me sincerely without having committed shirk, and you ask for forgiveness, I will meet you with greater forgiveness. So there is no limit. So this is my Rabb. Now, however, this is conditional. What is the condition? You want to be forgiven? Next ayah. وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ. من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون. وأنيبوا إلى ربكم and turn back. إنابة is the ultimate توبة. توبة means to turn back to Allah. When we are sinning, we are running away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tawbah means to turn around, go back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inaba means that level of tawbah from which a person does not deviate again. Because normally you do tawbah, sometimes you go back into the same sin, you do tawbah again and you can keep doing. Inaba means steady state, you're back with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, turn back, anibu ila rabbikum. The one who nurtures you, Rabb. He doesn't say ila Allah. Allah is giving that closeness. Rabbikum, your Lord, the one who nurtures you, the one who created you and sustains you. So, one, turn back to Allah, wa aslimu lah, and show that by submitting to Allah. What does that mean? Islam means now you act by obeying Allah. Submit yourself. Okay? Don't again be that arrogant person who rejects Allah's order. You want that forgiveness? Then submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Min qabli an yatiyakumul adab. Before the adab of Allah comes. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving us a time limit. Okay, you need to do it on time. Thumma la tunsarun. And because after that you will not be helped. Then don't come at that time saying, Ya Allah, give me another chance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us. Now, one is, so how do we show that? Inaba and Islam, two things, turn back and do Islam. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم مِّن رَبِّكُم مِّن قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ بَغْتَةً وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. وَاتَّبِعُوا and follow. Follow what? أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُم. The best of what has been revealed to you. What is the best of all revelations?
Quran.
The Quran. اتبع. Follow what the Quran tells you. The other thing is, in the Quran, ahsanu means follow it in the best way. Again, min qabli an yatiyakumul adab, before the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes. Once that punishment is released, that's the end of it. At that time, there is no more. The only one time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reversed a punishment that was coming was for the qawm of
Yunus
alayhi salam. That's the only time. Otherwise, when Allah has given the command, that's it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do that, baghtatan, because that adab will come suddenly. Wa antum la tashurun, you will have no clue from where it came, suddenly. Okay? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us how to gain His forgiveness. One, never to lose hope in it, but to show that we are turning back to Him by submitting and following in the best way the commandments and the prohibitions of the Quran. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that those who did not repent and who did not do that, who are then destined for Jahannam on the day of judgment. Now we are going fast forward to a scene of the day of judgment. أَن تَقُولُوا نَفْسٌ يَا حَسْرَةَ. On that, you know, that a soul on that day will say, يَا حَسْرَةَ. It's a statement of, oh, what I have done. What have I done? You know, it's of regret. What have I done? Because I messed up badly. Because the person on the day of judgment will now realize what they have done. And they will say, one first person will say, a soul will say, Ya hasrata ala ma farrattu fi jambillah. That I neglected what? The rights of Allah. Rights of Allah, jambillah means somebody who's right next to, on your side. Okay. The rights of Allah, whatever the duties were, I neglected. Farrattu. Wa in kuntu la minas sakhirin. And I made a joke of everything. I was very light-hearted, you know. Oh, made fun of people who were trying to follow the deen. Oh, these are the mullahs, these are the fundamentalists, these are the this and that, you know, labels. And so anyone who tried to follow the deen, I made fun. If they talked about some ayah, I made a joke about it. Okay. La minas sakhirin. I used to mock. I used to make fun of it. So this is one person, when he sees this, the punishment of that, will say. Another person,